Welcome to Maseches Yevamah, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Yud, Chapter 13, Mishnah 10. The Mishnah begins. Pikachas v'chereshes. If you have a fellow who is married to a regular woman and to a woman that's a deaf mute, that means to say, the marriage to the regular woman is considered a bona fide marriage. The marriage to the chereshes, to the deaf mute, not so much. And now he passes away with no children. Says the Mishnah, Ba'yavah malah pikachas. His brother, the brother of the deceased, goes and he does yibum. He marries the pikachas, the regular normal woman. Chazur bala chareshes, and then he goes and he does yibum on the deaf mute wife. Aishabachal chareshes, or he, the first brother, did yibum on the pikachas, on the regular woman, and then his brother did yibum on the chareshes, on the deaf mute. Says the Mishnah Leposel sa pikachas, the yibum on the chareshes, on the deaf mute, does not disqualify or invalidate his marriage to the pikachas. Why? Because when he did yibum to her, she's considered his wife 100%. Now that he has yibum, now that he does yibum on the chareshes, that's just considered a biasnus, that's just considered an illegitimate relation. And therefore the halacha is that he can keep the first one. Nevertheless, the Rambam writes that he should give a get to the chareshes, to the deaf mute. Ba'yav mal chareshes, let's say he first did yibum on the chareshes, on the deaf mute. V'chazor ba'la pikachas, and then he did yibum on the regular woman. Aisha ba'ochev ala pikachas, or maybe his brother does yibum on the pikachas after he did yibum to the chareshes, to the deaf mute. Says the Mishnah, pasal asa chareshes. The halacha is that the chareshes can no longer be married. The Rambam writes here as well that the chareshes needs to get a get, and the pikachas needs to get a get and chalitza. The reason for that is because the chareshes goes out with the get because her union, her yibum, was considered something. Therefore, we can't just say that she goes out scot-free, so it's a partial yibum, therefore you need a get. The pikachas needs a get and chalitza because her bia was a bia psula. The yibum was not 100% bona fide bia because the bottom line is there was a partial yibum done to the chareshes, to her co-wife. Let's see one more Mishnah, Mishnah Yud Aleph, Mishnah 11. The Mishnah says, Gedailu Ketana. If a fellow was married to a Gedailu, a adult wife, and he also had a wild wife that was a child, and he dies. Ba'yavah mala Gedailu. And then the brother of the deceased went and he did yibum on the regular adult wife. V'chazor ba ketana, and then he did yibum to the ketana, to the minor. Or he did, the first brother did yibum on the gedola, on the adult. And the second brother, shabachiv ala ketana, he did yibum on the ketana, on the minor. Leposel asa gedola. He doesn't disqualify or invalidate his original yibum of marriage to the gedola, to the adult, because he did a bona fide yibum. And the fact that he did yibum on the second, on the ketana, that doesn't do anything. That doesn't disqualify the first yibum. It's just a biasnus. It's just an illegitimate union. Says the Mishnah, Ba'yav malaktana. Let's say he first did yibum on the minor, v'chazru ba'la gedayla, and then he came along and he did yibum on the gedayla, o'sha ba'achiv ala gedayla, or his brother did yibum on the gedayla after he did yibum on the ketana. Pasal asa ketana. He invalidates and disqualifies the ketana because we're not sure if the kinyan is considered a yibum, was considered a good yibum. And therefore, both of them are now prohibited to him. Rabbi Lazar says he has a different solution. Melamin asa ketana shetemoyim ba. We tell the ketana, we train the ketana to do miyun on the yavam. That means to say, to disqualify the marriage, to refuse to be married, so she has that right within her purvey. And like this way, the yibum cannot be performed on the gedola, the mitzvah of yibum could be fulfilled. Wishing you a fantastic Erev Shabbos and a beautiful upcoming Shabbos Kodesh.